Good morning. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav, and we are going to begin on Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav on the third word. Today's shiur and the whole week was sponsored by Shoni and Binyamin Schwartz, Zecher Nishmat Svi Ben Yosef Yoel, Hashem Mishnah Aliyah. So what the Gemara is going now, the Mishnah had mentioned that there were three mitzvos lo sase that women were patuos from. Right, it was being metame, kohanas to be being metame to be metame. That's okay. Bal takif was one. Was the third one right? Was bal takif, and what was the third one?
Beard.
The beard, right? She can't shave, right? But she can, because she doesn't grow a beard. Isi added a fourth one. Isi added a fourth one. Says that a woman is not right. So bal takif, bal tashchus, and to be metame. So Isi added a fourth one and said that a woman is also not obligated in the mitzvah of lo yikruchu, right? Of bal yikruchu, of pulling out their hair for a mace. And we gave one reason, one source for Isi. Now Abaye is going to give a second source. Let's give the structure of the daf. Rava is going to give a third source. We're going to explain why Abaye doesn't like Rava, why Rava doesn't like Abaye, then explain why both of them do with the limud from the first source. And that's pretty much for Amud Aleph till we get to the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is on the third word on Lamed Vav. It says Abaye says Hainu Taima De Isi. This is the reason for Isi, why Isi says that a woman is not chayava in the Isser of Bal Yikruchu Karcha. He says because the pasuk says by Yisrael, the pasuk says Karcha. Pasuk says Lo Kasimu Karcha Bein Einechem, and also by the Kohanim in Vayikra it says Karcha. It says Lo Yikruchu Karcha Berosham. So the Gemara learns, they're going to learn the din of Yisrael from Bnei Aaron, right? Malahalon, just like the Isser by Kohanim, it's Nashim Peturos. We say that's Nashim Peturos on that Isser. Why? Because it said the pasuk in the beginning of there are five dinim learned out in that parsha, and the beginning of the parsha it says Emor la Kohanim Bnei Aaron. So it says Bnei Aaron, not Benos Aharon. So he says Bnei Aaron and not Bnos Aaron. So therefore that applies. So that applies to the whole sugya. That part of this, what applies to the sugya is mentioned that Amor Kohanim Bnei Aaron about Bal Yikruchu Karcha. So it's Nashim Apaturos, right? So just like Nashim Apaturos over there, so too Afkan Nashim Apaturos. So too when it says Karcha by Yisrael Nashim Apaturos, the Gemara says, wait a second. Remember that just like yesterday that parsha listed. Five Yisurin. But in the middle of the Yisurin, there was a Hefsek. It started talking about something else. The first thing that it talks about is that the Kohanim can't become Tame. Then it says, but they should become Tame to certain people. And then it continues with another list of Yisurin that the Kohen is obligated to refrain from doing. So does that middle part stop the Inyan and say that the Emor Kohanim Bnei Aaron only applies to the first din, or applies to all four din? The thought process of the Gemara right now is that it applies to all four. It all applies to all five, and that's why Bnei Aaron applies to Karcha. So if Bnei Aaron applies to Karcha, now he's learned the Gzeir Shavah. So the Gemara is to say, what the East Virlan, and if you're saying, when the Pasuk says Bnei Aaron, right, we're learning about Bnei Aaron and not Benos Aaron, Bikuli in Yonahu Diksiv, it's written, this is very similar to the Gemara yesterday, it's written on the entire Parsha, it's on all the dinim that are taught in the Parsha, not only on the din of Tumas Mace. So Nishta Kramine, let the Torah not give over the Gzeira Shava. What do I need the Gzeira Shava Karcha Karcha? Let it be quiet. V'seisi b'kavachomer, and I'll learn out the Petur of Benos Yisrael from a Kav... Right, I'll learn out the Petur from a Kavachomer. Right, just like Benos, what's the Kavachomer? Right, va'ana amina umako hanim shariba b'hem akasim mitzvah yisera. It's just like a kohen. You think there's a kohen who has many more mitzvahs than Yisrael. Nevertheless, it's dafka b'nei Aharon, right, about who are mushar on karcha below Benos Aharon. So then Yisrael lo kosher came. Also only applies to b'nei Aharon to the banim and not to the banos. What do I need the gzeirah shava for if you're telling me that that Bnei Aaron applies to all five dinim in that parsha? I have a kavachomer. I'm not sure why the kavachomer is better than the gzeirah shava. But so the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Ilav gzeirah shava, because had it not been for the gzeirah shava, halamin the hifsika inyan. He's saying that the gzeirah shava is what is being used to prove that everything, that the entire, all the dinim apply in the case of the kohanas, in case of the female kohen. Because if we didn't have the gzeirah shava, we would have said that there was hifsika inyan after the words lo yitama, Hifsik Inyan, the din of Bnei Aaron only applies to the first din of Tumas Hameis, and doesn't apply by all the other mitzvah, all the other mitzvahs. By having the karcha, I say, oh, we're learning karcha gzeira shava. Somehow that means now that the Gemara is saying that means that the whole sugya applies to women as well as the whole sugya applies to the to Bnei Aaron and Apidos Aaron. So Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me now that because we have the gzeira shava, that's how we know that lo hifsika inyan, and all the dinim in that parsha, the parsha's emor, are subject to the din of Bnei Aaron and not Bnos Aaron. So Gemara said, I can tell you that we can have the gzeira shava and still hifsika inyan. Why? Because the gzeira shava is going to teach me something else. The gzeira shava karcha is going to teach me something other than to patra women. What's that? So the Gemara says, Hashtanami Nema Hifsika Inyan. Let's say over here also that it comes to be Mafsika Inyan. I find this Gemara a little confusing, so I apologize if it's not so clear. It's not so clear to me either. He says, Hashtanami Nema Hifsika Inyan. The Imi Shum Gzeira Shava. And if you can tell me, Gzeira Shava, I learned it for something else. Lichid Disanya, like it says in this Brisa. The Pasuk says, Lo, it says by the Kohanim, Lo Yikraku Karcha Baroshim, says, Lo Yikraku Karcha. Right, so it says lo yikrachu karchos. The word karchos is extra. Yachal afilu karach arba v'chamesh karchos lo yechayev ela achas. You would think, let's say someone dies, and he pulls out four or five spots. You would think he's only chayev malchus on for doing one aveira. Tamid loma karcha. Therefore, it says lo yikrachu karcha. The extra word karcha comes to teach you l'chayev akol achas v'achas. Each making of a ball spot is he's mechayev. He gets malchus for it. That's what says karcha. Then the Brisa continues. The Pasuk says berosham. What is the word berosham? It says lo yikru karcha berosham. What does it mean berosham? Ma tamad lomar. What do I need the word berosham? Lefisha namar, because it says by the Yisrael. In Devarim it says lo sis godudu v'lo sasimu karcha bein einechem lemes. So yachol, you would think lo yechayev ela bein einayim. You would think that the only chiyev is, it says bein einechem. So only the hair that's in between the eyes. I mean, if you go from the eyes up to only like the hair right over here, not the back of the head, not anything else. But it says bein einechem. You would think lo yechayev ela al bein einayim. Minayin l'rabbis kol harosh. How do I know to include the entire hair? That even if you pull out hair from the back of the head or from somewhere other than the hair that lines up in between the eyes, Talmud lomar birosham. Pasuk says birosham. Right, lechayev al harosh kevein ha'inayim. It comes to tell you that it's chayev on all the head, even more than just the hair that's between the einayim. The Gemara says, ve'eli el kohanim. I only know that the kohanim have these dinim. Right, sheriba behem akasu of mitzvos yiseros, because the pasuk has they have a lot more mitzvos than Bnei Yisrael. Right, Yisrael minayim. How do we know that all these halachas are no head by Yisrael also? Meaning all the halachas that. If you pull out five, it counts as five Yisurim, and applies to all the other places on the head, right? How do I know that? Yisroel minol, nemar kan, it says here by the Kohanim, karcha, v'nemar lahalon karcha, it says also by Bnei Yisrael, karcha, mat kan, just like here by the Kohanim, yuchayev akol karcha v'karcha, each pulling of the hair out is a chiyuv, v'chayev al rosh k'bein einayim, and yuchayev on pulling out any part, you know, hair from any part of the head, af lahalon, so too by Yisrael, chayev akol karcha v'karcha, v'chayev al rosh k'bein einayim. Okay, so what's the backwards other part of the Gzeira Shava? Umalaholim by Yisrael, almeis, afkan almeis. So too, by Yisrael, the only Isra of pulling out your hair, where you get the malchus, is if you pull out your hair when you render a ball spot due to your the pain and suffering you have when someone dies. But if you do it somewhere else, this thing doesn't apply. So too, by a Kohen, the only Isra is if he does it for a mace. So you see now that the Gzeira Shava is coming to teach me something other than to be patra woman. So you can say there is a Gzeira Shava, and still Hifsika Inyan. So what's going? So Abaye, what are you telling me that you have to learn Gzeira Shava to prove to me the Gzeira Shava shows that it's not Hifsika Inyan and therefore it applies to women? I have the Gzeira Shava to teach me other things. I need the Gzeira Shava for other halachas, and these other halachas have nothing to do whether a woman is Ptura or not. So maybe you can still say Hifsika Inyan with the Gzeira Shava. And where do you know, Abaye? Where do you know from this Gzeira Shava that women are Pturos from this from the issue from Karcha? So Abaye says, Im Kain, if you're telling me that the Gzeira Shava is only to teach us these halachas by karcha, nichtav kra kerach. The pasuk should have said lo yikrachu kerach without the hay, and also by Yisrael it should have said lo sasimu kerach without the hay. My karcha. Why does it say the word with the extra hay? Shamas minei tarte. You can learn two things from it. Number one, you can learn actually three things, but you can learn two Gzeira. Rashi says you can learn two Gzeira Shavas. Basically, Rashi says. Rashi says in Dibur Masul Nichtov, like the third short line, it says Nichtov b'tarvayu kerach my karcha havelek gzeira shava yisera lemidrash namiha. Two gzeira shavas, two separate gzeira shavas from one word seems to be Rashi saying. What are they? The first one is like we just learned that yichayev a kol karcha for karcha and yichayev on the rosh, not just the hair in between the eyes, and also it's dafka by zecharim and lo by nekeva. So Rashi has this way to learn out that you see from the gzeira shava karcha karcha that women are patura according to Isi that women are patura is also from the din of lo yikra karcha. That's shita number two and how to explain Isi. Rava has another shita. Rava Amar is a little easier, this one. Rava Amar Haino Taima the Isi. This is the reasoning for Isi. The Yalef Bein Einecha Mi Tfilin. He has a Gzeira Shava to Tfilin. Pasuk says, right? Pasuk says, by Lo Tassimu Karcha Bein Einecha. The word Bein Einecha, right? And from Tfilin it also says, by Yutlo Tafos Bein Einecha. So we say Malahalan, just like we learned previously, that by Tfilin, Nashi Paturos, women are Paturos from Tfilin. Right, Afkan. So too by the Isser of Karcha, Noshin Peturos. They should have a tefillin a little easier. Bein Einecha, Bein Einecha. Just like the Bein Einecha of tefillin applies only to men, so too the Bein Einecha by Karcha only applies only to men. So the Gemara asks, okay, the Rava my time alo Amar Kabaye. Why didn't Rava learn like Kabaye? Why are they coming up with their own din? The Rava my time alo Amar Kabaye. He says Kerech Karcha lo Mashmile. Just the extra hay is not. That's the way it's written. The extra hay is not going to be mashna based on Rashi. It's not going to be mashna a whole new gzeira shava to learn out a new dinim. Karcha karcha. That's the way it's supposed to. That's the way it's supposed to be written. So if karcha karcha, Rava's learning out the other gzeira shava. The gzeira shava of the dinim of karcha, not the gzeira shava of the pater women. So the gzeira shava doesn't allow you to pater women. So therefore he learns it out from bein einecha from tefillin. Ravaye my time lo amar karava. Abaye, why doesn't he learn karava? Why doesn't he use the Gzeir Shavah, Bein Einechem? So Amar Lecha, Abaye answers to tell you, Tfilin Gufayu Mei Hacha Gamarle. He says, he doesn't use the Gzeir Shavah of Tfilin, but he learns it out for this. Ma'la ha'lo l'makam sh'osim karcha, just like, right, what's that, Begovah Shal Rosh, Afkan, Makam Hanacha Begovah Shal Rosh. Just like Bein Einechem, the Isser of Karcha, the Pasuk is telling me that it has to be at the place where the hair grows, which is on top of the forehead, and it's not in between the inayim mamash, because some people have hair in between the eyes. It's just the hair above those eyes. Afkan, so too bein einecha, the makal of anachas tefillin, like we were taught when we come to our mitzvah, it's not down between the eyes. It's on the hairline above in between your eyes. So afkan makam hanacha begova rosh. So too so he say that the gzeir shava for bein einecha teaches you where to place the tefillin. So Tosos and all the rishonim ask on Abaye, fine. If it's a Gzeira Shava is bilateral. It's supposed to go both ways. He says, Rav Tosfos says, Intei Mabikach, Mikol Makom, Nelev Karcha Mitvilin, the Ein Gzeira Shava Lemechza. There's no such thing as a halfway Gzeira Shava. Abaye is agreeing to the Gzeira Shava. There's Bein Einecha, Bein Einecha. The Bein Einecha of Karcha teaches me where to put the Tvilin. So the Bein Einecha of Tvilin should teach you that it only applies to women and not to men, so too Karcha should only apply to women and not to men. What is it? I don't know, I tried a ton of answers, all the reason I'm talking about it, but one answer, I think Tosfos says that that's just supposed, Gzeira Shavah is only what you hear from your Rebbe. It's only the Masorah. So you only had the Masorah for halfway. What does that mean you only had the Masorah for halfway? That's not Gzeira Shavah. Gzeira Shavah is the full way. Tosfos continues, he says, V'kashu l'ram, amai e manichim tefillin b'chol arosh, ki hechid kamar karcha b'chol arosh. By karcha, we said bein einecha, but it doesn't only apply to the hair in between the eyes, it applies to hair all around the head. So if you can have the Gzeira Shavah, put tefillin on the side of your head. Because we learned out from the Gzeira Shavah would apply across the board. So I think the coach's question is very good. What's Abaye's reasoning that you can't learn like Rava because, that's what we learned tefillin, where to put tefillin from? Fine. Now continue the Gzeira Shavah the other way. There's no thing as the Gzeira Shavah lemechza.
Now, the one thing that I'm confused, usually when they are arguing, like if it's a Gzeira Shavah or Kavah Chomer, they're trying to include or exclude something else. Here they're only talking about the karcha. So what's the nafka mina? What's the difference if it's a gzeir shava? They talk about learning the same thing, the same halacha.
What are you talking about? The gzeir
shava? About karcha. They're not including or excluding something else here that the women are examined.
Well, the Bryce is only saying that the gzeir shava applies. The gzeir shava only applies to these halachas. So the gzeir shava doesn't apply to exclude women. Abaye has an extra gzeir shava from the hay to say that the gzeir shava now applies that only women, that women are also exempt. According to the Braisa, women would not be exempt. Would not be exempt from Kru Karcha. Because they're going to say that it's Hifsika Inyan. It's Hifzika Inyan, and it only applies the Bnei Aaron, not Benos Aaron, only applies to the Tumah case, not to anything else. Abaye comes and says, no, Karcha has an extra hay. Let's make another Gzeirah Shavah to say that it only applies that it pactures women. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Karcha is the way it's written. I'll give you another reason why you're pattered from women, from Bein Eichem. Okay. Then Abaye says, oh, I can't learn Bein Eichem because Bein Eichem teaches me where to put the tefillin. So Tosfos and Lishon Mas, in Hakanami, it teaches you where to put the tefillin. Now apply the Gzeirah Shavah in reverse. What are you supposed to do? Okay. So the Gemara then asks. Ubein la'abaye, ubein la'rava. Both to Abaye and Rava both gave up reasons number two and reason number three to explain Isi. So what do they do with the first reason? Hai banim atem mai darish bei. The first reason had the pasuk of banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Right? That's how they learned out this whole thing that only applies to the men, not to the women. So what did they learn with the pasuk of banim atem mai darish bei? What did they learn that for? So Hamibaye, they need it for this other drasha. It says in the Brisa, we are on Lamed Vav and Aleph, about a couple lines before it gets wide. Hamibaye lichid asanya. Pasuk says, "Bani matem Hashem alokeichem." You are children to your Lord to Hashem, right? So one man says, "Bizman sha'atem noagim minhag banim atem kruim banim." When you behave like good children, Hashem considers you to be children. Right, ain't atem noagim min hagbanim. But if you don't behave appropriately, you don't do rachon Hashem, you don't do the rachon of your father, ain't atem kruyim banim. Then you're not considered banim. And in that case, then the din is that according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't do what Hashem tells you, he's going to teach you like avadim. So it's banim atem only when you behave. But Rabbi Meir Omer bein kach u bein kach atem kruyim banim. Either way, whether you behave appropriately, whether you not behave appropriately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards you like a father to a son. And we're going to bring a lot of psukim say that. Shenemar, the pasuk says, banim schilim hema, the fools are children. Va'omer banim lo uman ban, the banim who don't behave appropriately are still considered banim. Va'omer zera mereim banim ashkisam, the zera mereim, the evil children, the banim, they're still children. Va'omer b'makom asher ye'umar lahem lo ami atem. They just say, you're not my, I say to you that you are not my nation. Yemar lahem b'nei kelchai. You're nevertheless my children. So you see that, so Abaye and Rava have to use it for this drasha. I'm not sure whether they hold like Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, but they're using it for the drasha of banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. The teacher says that banim, it's banim whether they sin or they don't sin. So usually we have, usually the din is when you have a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So that would be, if that's the case, then we would be banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem only if we're behaving properly. But the Rashba brings down a couple tshuvos. He says that even nevertheless, the Bechol HaMakom, that this Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda, the Lach, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda, here we say the Halach is like Rabbi Meir. And because he brings down all these psukim, so we are considered children Lashem Lekechem, even when we behave and we misbehave. And this theme is, if you've ever lived in the Siva Shalom of the previous Lama Rebbe, of Shalom Anoch Berezovsky, this theme of Bani Matem Lashem Lekechem permeates throughout all his writings. That you can't have Yeyush at any time. You think, oh, I'm so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did all these Averus. Bani Matem Lashem Lekechem. You should always know that God's there. The parent is always waiting for the child to come back, or should always be waiting for the child to come back, and therefore you can still, the gates of tshuva are still always open. So now the Gemara asks, okay, why did Rav Meir have to bring all these four psukim to teach me that bani matem l'shem l'keichem applies even after if they do a veros? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, you would say, like, go like this. The first pasuk says sichle are the fools, right? Those who are chaser das, they do maisim b'shtus. So there. There it says banim sichlim heima, that the fools, dafka these are considered banim, but those who aren't mechusar das, those who do it, you know, they knowing what they're doing, ki lesbuhu heminusa, those who don't have any emuna, they do it because of rishus, they're not foolish, but they do it because of rishus. You would say lo mikri banim, b'nei, maybe they're not considered the children of Hashem. Tashmas, so therefore the pasuk brings another pasuk, va'omer banim lo uman ban. Even when they don't believe in me, when they're doing my serishas, Rashi learns, right? Lo uman ba. Right, when he says aval kishem rishoyim, the less buhu heminuna, lo mikrei banim, heminusim lekolkum banim. When they do it out of evil, when they do it out of rishas, maybe they're not considered banim. Therefore, the pasuk says banim lo uman ban. Even when they're uman, they're still considered banim. V'chitema ki les bohu heimenusa, when they do it out of, they don't have any emuna, he will make do banim. That's when they're considered banim. But ki palchu lavodas chachavim, but if they go even beyond that, and they're over to avodah zara, lo mikru banim, maybe in that instance they're not considered banim anymore. So tashma, the third pasuk comes to teach me, v'omer, zera mireim banim mashchisam. Meaning, despite the fact that they're mashchisam, which is that they have the avon avodah zara, which is called hashchasa, that they have the avon avodah zara, nevertheless they're still called banim. Aye, the chitema bani mashchisam who de mikru, right? That they're called bani mashchisam. The pasuk describes the people who do avodah zara as bani mashchisam who de mikru. But bnei ma'alya lo mikru, but they're not considered real bani. Maybe they're pushed aside. Yeah, they're children, but they're the lost child. The black sheep that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yeah, my child," but not a regular child. So you would think that maybe that's the case. So Tashma, so comes the fourth pasuk to says and says v'haya b'makom ashe yomar lahem lo ami atem, in a place where other people would say you are no longer my nation, meaning because you over Ovi the avodah zara, you are no longer my nation. Nevertheless, yomar lahem b'nei kelchai, I will tell them you're my banim, you're b'nei kelchai, you're my full fledged children. Even if you do avodah zara, even do the worst things possible, you're still banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, so ends that. Now we go on to another piece of Gemara. The Gemara is now going to explain certain other mitzvot that are nohagos by men, but not by women, and enters us into a little bit of the world of kachim. So the Gemara is going to, the Tosfos and the Rishon, they break down the next Mishnah into two parts. The first part is, when the Mishnah says, smichos. Most karbanos, almost all karbanos, when you bring a karban yachid, you have to do smicha. You have to place your hands on the animal, right, right before where you can't go in anymore. Place your hands on the animal before shkita, and you do vidui. So he says that smichos vatnufos, and some karbanos need to be waved. They have to be waved up, down, north, they have to do the waving. So those things, the smichos and the tnufos, we can say are only done by men, they're not done by women. So those are things. No, there are other karbanos. There are other karbanos that have to do tenufos. It's in the Mishnah in Menachos Samachal says there's the other things have to do. The emurim of the chazer shokva ofa v'shalma yochid have to have tenufa. The log shemen of the mitzora and the asham of the mitzora has to do tenufa. And there's the bikurim according to one man d'amar has to do tenufa. The shtei lechem, the shnei kivsei etzeres, the minchas omer, the minchas sota. There are a bunch of them that have to do tenufa. So they say that smichos and tenufos are not done by women, are done by men. So Tosfos breaks it down. He says those things that women are putter from doing, but it doesn't mean that they're usher from doing. All the rest of the cases, because those are things that even a Yisrael can do, but the rest of the cases are things that only a kohen can do. So if a kohenis does it, it passes the avoda. Okay, so smichos va'tenufos, that's two things. V'ha'hagoshos. There's a din right when you mark the korban the mincha, you're supposed to bring it close to the mizbeach. If they bring it close to the corner of the mizbeach, right? The pasuk says ve'vesa es mincha ve'kriva el kohen ve'higisha el mizbeach. It has to be brought towards the mizbeach. That also is only done by a male. Ve'hakmitzos, and actually pulling out the three fingered part of the korban of the flower, the kmitza, that's done by a male. Ve'haktaros, and actually the burning of the korbanos on the mizbeach, it's done by a man. V'hamalikos, and actually the way you kill the birds for karbanos, not done through shkita, it's done through malika, which is the long thumbnail of the kohen. That's done only by a male kohen, not by a female. V'hakabalos, abim mekabal adam. When the behemoth is shechted, the din is you have to mekabal the dam from the neck into a klisharis. That's also done only by a man. V'hazos, and then sprinkling the dam on the mizbeach. That's also come, yeah.
All these avodas were done in the Azor, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why he's saying all these things. Tosos asks all those things. It's a mitzvah seishas van gromit. It's going to be done during the day. Well, then they don't have the key. You have to be done with the begadim. Women don't wear the begadim. So I don't know. I hear. We're showing him ask the questions. I don't know what's the having meaning to say otherwise. Okay. V'hazos and sprinkling the dam of the carbon on the mizbeach. All these things are no hugging but anashim v'lo benashim. Meaning the women don't do smicha on their karbanos, they don't wave their mincha, and even if they're kohana, even if they're bas kohen, they don't do all these other things. And then I think that's the question. I don't know the answer. What's the havamim to think that they would? It was supposed to be done by men, right? Except Marcel pointed out before, chutz mincha sota, except for the mincha of the sota unazira, and the mincha of a woman who becomes a nazir and a zira shehein manifos. Those they wave. Yeah, those are the, those they wave. Okay. So Gemara Tosos asks, he says, Tosos is Kabbalos Vazos. It says Kabbalos and Hazos. What about Halacha Uzrika? Right? We talked about the four avodas when it comes to a korban, right? The shechita, shechting the animal; Kabbalah, accepting the animal; Halacha, accepting the blood, in the klisharos; Halacha, walking the blood to the mizbeach; and zrika, and throwing the blood onto the mizbeach. But when it came, but it only mentions Kabbalah v'hazos, right? It only mentions accepting the blood and hazos as a sprinkling for different animals. Like with the bird, you actually sprinkle the blood onto the mizbeach. What about Tosu says Halacha v'zrika lo katani? What about walking the blood and zrika, throwing the blood? Right, so he says, because the halacha b'chlal kabbalah, halacha is considered part of kabbalah. It's all part of the same avoda. So what he says, sharei min v'krivu akoi nafka kamo kabbalah. It's learned out from the same pasuk, and he says v'zrika b'chlal hazah, and zrika is part of it's the same thing as hazah. Hazah is sprinkling. Certain animals do sprinkling. Certain animals you do throwing. So it's the same thing. But why does the Gemara Mishnah leave out shechita? What about shechita? Shechita is ksheir bazar. Shechita is the avodah that, you know, the Gemara talks about, that a Yisrael can actually do the shechita. They say, how can you do the shechita if it's in the azara? They talk about a long knife that he can come in and check the animal. So it's ksheir bazar. So if it's ksheir bazar, it could theoretically be kosher by a woman also. Others I heard say that no, malika by the oaf is the same thing as shechita. Just like she doesn't do malika, she doesn't do shechita. I don't know. Okay. What? Azor cannot do malika. That's a ksheir kasev. Only the kohen can do malika. Right. So maybe that he says the other way. You're right. So Kosos asks also in the Kabbalah for the line. He says, like he said before. Where is that? In the middle, he says, "Kasha, my itz rekalu meit nindu the ha avoda lo ischal b'hachi." Sorry. Right away, the fourth line. Itomer, my itz rekalu b'gemar. The Gemara is not going to bring all these psukim to explain to you why the woman doesn't do all these avodos. But how typically is the kula mitzvah sheishas man grama? They're all mitzvah sheishas man grama. Shaharei einam nohagas ela biyom. You only can do all these avodas during the day. Right? Because it says, k'diksiv biyom tzivaso lahakir korbanayim. Only during the day. So he says, yeshlomar, he answers, the mikol makam itz dekrali mutinu vivsel korban benashim. The pasuk's come to teach us not only that they can't do it, they're not allowed to do it, it's pasul if they do that. Normally, by mitzvah sheishas man grama, if the woman does it, it's still chal. She is allowed to pick up a lulav and esrog. Ashkenazim even tell her to make a bracha. But in this case, he's saying the pesukim come to tell us that it's possible. These avodas are possible if she does it, right? The ilav kra lo have yadin that she avoda pesula behen lahachi it's rekra lemuuti lememar demichali avoda b'avodas and pehula pesula. But then the Gemara says that works fine and dandy for everything. Tosa says mihu mismicha kasha, but by smicha it's kasha. My it's rekra lemuuti hai avoda la uskal b'hachi. If you don't do smicha at all, if you don't do smicha at all, it doesn't pass with the carbon. Below smicha nami ain't a korban pasul b'kach. We nasa smicha benashim lo misul korban kach. If the woman does smicha, then it should pass on the korban. So again, if the woman does it, and it doesn't pass on the korban. Why do we need the pasuk to exclude her from smicha? Just say it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. So the Tosus and the Rishonim, they all talk about that. The Ritva says that the whole din that nashim are pturis by mitzvah seishas man grama, that's only talking about a chova that's on the person, right? When it comes to, when the zman comes to, when the zman comes to do this mitzvah, then she's pater. But by the akravas karbanos, it's not a chova gemura on her. It's only if she wants to bring a karban, then she can bring it. But I don't know how that answers, because sometimes you have a chova to bring a karban. Sometimes you have a korban chatas, you have to bring the karban. You know.
But maybe it's like the rabban has serious over
it. Right.
Means that
the chiyuv
is always there.
So, I don't think that's what the Ritva said. The chiyuv is always there, but here the chiyuv is not always there because
right.
It's only
so
when
it's
you.
Not that the time is causing.
It's the aveiro or the bringing the karba that causes
right.
It.
You have to do that. So you can only do it during the day. Fine. Is that a specific day where you're?
Could be. Could. Mitzvah Sheishas Man Grama, as we've seen, is a very. Okay, whatever. The Gemara now is going to bring down all these psukim as to where psukim was. Where do we know all these dinim don't apply to a woman? So it says smichos. How do we know that smichos doesn't apply to a woman? Diksev, the pasuk says daru bnei Yisrael, right? It says full pasuk daru bnei Yisrael. Or matzah leim adam ki yakim kem korban Hashem. At the end of the pasuk it says v'samach yado, right? It says v'samach yado al rosha ola. So it's mashma bnei Yisrael. Somchin the aim bnei Yisrael. Somchos. Samach yado is him. Mashma only him, not her. The other one we learned is tenufos. How do we know that the tenufos aren't done by a woman? The pasuk says dabra b'nei Yisrael v'heinif. B'nei Yisrael minifim v'ein b'nos Yisrael minifos. Only b'nei Yisrael wave and not b'nos Yisrael. Then the Gemara continues, Hagashos, what about bringing the thing close to the Mizbeach? How do we know it only applies to men? The Pasuk says, Zos Torahs Hamincha Hakriv Osa B'nei Aaron, only the sons of Aaron. B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nos Aaron. Great. Kemitzos, what about Kemitzos? How do we know that that's not Noholos B'noshim? The Pasuk says, V'heviya El B'nei Aaron V'komatz. Right? It says, B'nei Aaron V'komatz, B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nos Aaron. Only B'nei Aaron, not B'nos Aaron. Haktaros. What about the burning of the carbon? Midiksev Victiroso B'nei Aaron. Again, it says B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron. B'nei Aaron, below B'nos Aaron. Next, Melikos. How do we know about Melikos? Diksev, the Pasuk says, right, the full Pasuk says, Krivo Kohen as Mizbeach Umolach, right, as Rosho Vihiktir. It says Moloch Vihiktir. Itkish Meliko Lahaktara. We have a hekesh between Melika and Haktara, and just like we learned before that Haktara is by Bnei Aaron, so too Melika is only by Bnei Aaron. Pasuk, the Gemara Mishnah says Kabbalos is not Nohagis Benashim. Where's the Makar for that? The Pasuk says, again, the full Pasuk is V'shachas Ben Habak Lefnei Hashem. Then the Pasuk continues, V'hikrivu Bnei Aaron. Right? V'hikrivu Bnei Aaron. V'amar Mar said, V'hikrivu Zo Kabbalos Hadam. We see that V'hikrivu here means Kabbalos Hadam. So Kabbalos Adam is by Bnei Aaron, not by Binos Aaron. The Gemara continues, Ve'hazo'os, what about the sprinkling of certain animals? It's not done, it's not done by women, it's only done by men. So the Gemara says, which hazo are we talking about? There are a few hazos that go on. Which hazo are we talking about? So the Gemara first says, hazo de hecha, which one? E de para, if we're talking about the sprinkling of the dam of the para aduma, that when you shechted the paraduma, you would sprinkle seven times connected the kutche kadoshim. You would sprinkle the blood. So Gemara is going to say that, what's the chiddush over there? There it says Elazar kasuba. It says Elazar. Elazar was who? Was the Kohen Gadol. So Elazar kasuba, which means mashba that not even any other Kohanim can do it. Only Elazar can do it. So of course women can't do that. So that can't be the case that they're talking about. Edifnim, if we're talking about certain hazos that take place on the parochas inside the Kodesh, on the Mizbeach HaZahav, which ones are those? That's the Par Kohen Mashiach, or the Par Amdar Shel Tzibor. So there it says, HaKohen HaMashiach Kasuba. Again, also it says, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach only does it. So the Kohen Mashiach is the only one who does it, and other Kohanim can't do it. Of course women can't do it. It's limited already. Women are limited from the fact that they're not the Kohen Gadol. So which Hazah are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Ela Hazah Deven Of. We're talking about the Hazah of the Dam of the Chatas Of. Because the Pasuk by Chatas Of says, V'hizah Midam HaChatas. Right? The Asiyah B'Kal V'Chomer Miben Son. We're going to learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer from the Zrika of an Ola from a Behema. Because by the Behema it says, V'Zarku B'nei Aharon as Dama. We learn. It's a B'nei Aharon. Uma Ben Son Shelo Kavalo Kohen L'Shritaso. By an animal, the Halacha is that it doesn't have to be a Kohen who does the shchita. It can even be Yisrael who can do the shchita. Shchita's kasher bizar. Nevertheless, kavalo kohen lahazaso. But nevertheless, the Torah says it has to be a kohen who does the sprinkling. So we'll learn a kavachomer. It has to be a male. Bein of, right? Bein of shakavalo kohen likaso. So a bein of that it's specifically a male kohen who has to do the malika. Lo kosher kain eno din sheyikbalo lahazaso. That only a kohen comes to the hazah. Again, it's by the hazah of the bird. It doesn't say explicitly by the bird that only a kohen has to do it, but we're learning out from a gzeira shava, from a kavah chomer, because we know by an animal the hazah has to be done by a male kohen, and by an animal has the kula that it can be done even by a zar. So malika, which is similar, which is by a bird, which the malika is only can be done by a kohen, kavah chomer, the hazah has to be done by a kohen as well. So Tosfos has a few questions on this. Toso says, first we try to exclude the Parah Aduma case, because Parah Aduma has to be Elazar. So Toso says, Perish Bekunches, Afilu Kohen Hedget Puzzle. Right? Even a Kohen Hedget Puzzle, the Koshikein Nashim, but he says, Tema, Toso says, Tema. That's a major machlokus, whether by the Parah Aduma, after the Zman of the Mishkan, had to be done by someone, could be done by someone other than the Kohen Gadol. Tema, Hanich, Laman Damal Doros, Nami Ba'in and Kohen Gadol, Dumel Elazar, Parak Shapir. Aval Lamanda Amar, the Kohen Hedget, Marbin Ladoros, Kasha. But according to the Ma'adamah, it's a Kohen Hedjot. So the Elazar only comes to teach me. That the Zman in the Midbar it had to be the Kohen Gadol. But any time else, it doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol. Maybe we need another pasuk to exclude women. Tosos question over there. Fine, that's that Tosos question. Next. So now the Gemara says. I didn't get to the answer. The Gemara answers. Next, the last thing in the Mishnah was. We said that the waving, the tenufa, is done by men, except for certain karbanos. Chutz mi mincha sota unazira. Except for the mincha brought by a sota, and a nazira, that's no heges, the woman does the tenufa, does the waving. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Elazar, Rav Eliezer says, le Rav Oshio de Dore, to the Rav Yoshio who's in his generation, meaning as a Rav Yoshio who's an Amora. Right? I guess there was two Rav Yoshios. It was a Rav Yoshio who was a saw someone on the OU website, Rabbi Grossman said, he's explained that there are two Rav Yoshios. There was Rav Yoshio who was in the first generation of Amoraim, and there was Rav Yoshio who straddled the time. He was a Tanda, but he also lived into the times of the Amoraim. So here, Rav Elazar says to Rav Yoshio in his generation, Lo tesiv akarech ad amarti l'hashmaita. Do not get up, do not leave, until you give me the explanation for this. So that's why Rav Grossman said, that's why he had to say specifically Rav Yoshio in his generation, because you wouldn't talk to a Tana this way. You're not allowed to leave until you give me the answer. You wouldn't walk up to the Rav and tell him, you can't leave until you give me the answer. It's not covered. So I'm saying that he's the generation. He's his colleague. He says that maybe it's more acceptable. So I'm Rav Elazar, Rav Yoshio, Dari, Lo Tesev HaKarach Ad Amart Lihalak Shmaita. You can't leave until you give me the answer. Minayin L'mincha Sota She'tu'una Tenufa. How do I know that a Mincha Sota has to be waived? So he says, what are you talking about? I mean, Nolan? What do you mean? You don't know how it's supposed to be, that it's supposed to be waived? The Gufaksiv, it says in the Pasuk, the Hainifis Amincha. The Pasuk says, the Hainifis Amincha, you waive it. What do you ask? Pasuk Chai. What do you ask me a question? It's a Fairish Pimagadon, right, Menachem? So what are you asking me? What do you answer? Fairish Pasuk. What are you asking me for? So he says, no, this is what you meant. Ella, this is the Shayla. Tenufa b'bailim mi nolan. How do we know that the tenufa by the mincha sota has to be done by the bailim? Who's the bailim? The woman. How do we know that she has to do the tenufa? The pasuk says the lachak kohen miyada isha as a mincha. The kohen takes it from the woman and the heiniv as a mincha. So mashma that the kohen waves the mincha. How do we know that the woman has to wave the tenufa? So he says asya yad yad mishlamim. There's a hekesh from shlamim. Ksiv hacha. It says by the tenufa of a mincha sota. The lokach hakohen miyad haisha, right? The word yad. Ksiv hasan by the tenufa of Ashlamim, it says yadov telviena esishay Hashem, right? So, what is that? It says yadov by the shlamim. So the Gemara asks, makan kohen, just like by the sota, it says velokach hakohen miyad. Just like by the sota, it says the din v'kohen. Aflahalam by the shlamim, even though it doesn't use the word kohen in the pasuk, it just says bailim, right? It just says yadov. So, nevertheless, we say the aflahalam kohen. Umalahalan Bailim, and just like over there, the Bailim have to do it, because it says the Bailim. Afkan Bailim, so to here, we learned the Gzeir Shavah both ways, so to here, Bailim. The Bailim also have to wave it. So the Kohen has to wave it, and the Bailim have to wave it. So Gemara says, Haketzad. How do you do it? How does the Kohen wave it, and the woman wave it? It says, Kohen machnis yodo tachas yad Bailim umenif. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the woman or the person bringing the Shlomim, and then they wave it. So the Tosos and Sotan, he was, what are you talking about? The Kohen's touching the woman in the base of the Midrash, the Kohen's touching the woman. So some say, but there's a Sudar in between them, or it's done with a very old Kohen who doesn't have the Yetzirah. Well, the other answer is given. It's done for 2 seconds. It's not the big deal. There's a Xeris Akasov. This is how you do it. You know, there's a Xeris Akasov. You have to do it. You know, that's what it is. It's going to the doctor. You're going to someone else. It's not Derechiba. It's not anything. This is the rules of how it's supposed to be taken care of. You can't take care of the woman without touching her. You can't do the Mincha Sota without touching her. But Tosos asks, okay, fine. Forget the whole din about touching the woman. It's a chatzitza, right? How does it work? The Kohen puts his hand underneath her hand, so he's holding on to the mincha. She puts her hand on top. It's a chatzitza for her hand to the item. His hand is blocking, right? Tosos asks,
how's it usually done?
Kohen just waves it.
It's
the same question. There's only one time when you do it together. It's by the Shlomim case. It's the same question. It's a chatzitza. How do you do it? So he says, Tosu says, the Im Tomer, v'havi chatzitza. This is a chatzitza. D'achinayim Amir Menachos, because he brings down a case, ein tenuchin b'chubarin perish b'shutfin. Let's say you have two shutfin who own it, and they were supposed to do hanafa. They can't do hanafa together, because it's going to be a chatzitza. Tehechi la'aved, so the Gemara says, lifnu, one should do it, v'hada lifnu. Klomar, da shutfin ze'echazeya nifu. So how do you go about doing it? It only says one tenufa, not tenufos. The Gemara there says that what ends up happening is that one does it for the other one. You can't have them both do it because it's chatzitza, and you can't have one do it and the other one do it because it only should be one tenufa, not tenufos. So how in these cases do you do tenufa if it's the chatzitza? So Tosos, right? So Tosos answers one that fine. You're in a chanam. It's a gzeir shava. This is how it's a gzeir sakasav. This is how it's supposed to be done. It's Xeris Kasuv. The Ritva says that, Ritva and Mako says that maybe here the Torah makes the Yad Kohen and the Yad Vailim come one. Somehow, I don't know what the logic behind that is that because they both have to do it, they're all considered one hand. They both obligated in this case, so it's considered one hand. Tosfos also answers that maybe what happens is she holds on to the top of the kli and he holds on to the bottom of the kli and their main if, and that answers the question we had before about touching the hands. Fine, that's Tosfos. Okay, let's finish up. The Gemara told the Mishnah. Finish up till the Mishnah. The Gemara says, fine. Ashkechon sota. You just taught me now that the mincha of the sota is weighed by the woman. But the Mishnah said there's another mincha that's weighed by the woman, and that's the one of the Nazira. So the Gemara asks, Nazira minalon. How do we know that the mincha of a Nazira is weighed by her as well? Asya kaf. That is a Xerish shav of the words kaf misota. What is that? The pasuk by the sota says, V'nasin al kapeha es minchas hazikaron. And by the Nazir it also says, V'nasin al kapeha Nazir. So we learned the Xerish shav of kaf, just like by the sota, the woman is mainif because she's the owner of the carbon, so too by the Nazira, she's mainif because she's the owner of the carbon. Hey, we'll stop here a few minutes early, but it's a perfect place to stop.
Oh, yeah.